1057
CFP. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
CBS News Brief. The search intensifies for the missing submersible that was taking five people to the Titanic wreckage. Banging sounds have been heard in the search area. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
ROV operations were relocated in an attempt to explore the origin of the noises. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
In Texas, a heat warning remains in effect in the Dallas-Fort Worth area through this evening. Resident Laura Wainwright.
I'm a runner, and we've been having to pay attention to what the dew point level is, because that's what you have to look at for, especially for being out running, because that's what'll get you. And that's what I think's been really bad.
Investigators say they found a solid new link, DNA link, in their investigation into the stabbing deaths last year of four students near the University of Idaho. Brian Koberger is the suspect, and the DNA was collected from the sheath of a knife at the scene. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Investigators say the DNA is 5 octillion times more likely to be Koberger's than from a random person.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lafayette. This is 105.7 CFW.
Stop eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. 1057 CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's is that gum?
Yes.
It's 105 days of summer fun from 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW.
Ooh. that's got everything to do with you. I'm alive. I'm so alive.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Hazy sunshine and hot again tomorrow, near 90 and a little more humid. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 80s and humid on Friday, some storms possible late. A better chance for showers and storms coming up this weekend. Currently it's 87.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
You look like a lady.
Your official station of summer.
You're just so bright. I gotta wear shade.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too.
Out of my dreams.
When you think summer, think 1057 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music. CFW.
We'll be right back.
They hired me at 105.7 is because I can pronounce the letter W the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Lots of other inferior voice guys use W or W. Not me. I can say 105.7 CHW perfectly. 105.7 CFW.
Oh, what a night.
105.7 CFW. CFW. This is 105.7 CFW. Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel